is some of the basic stuff. An interpretation of what is going down. This is a story about a little plastic boy and girl. His name is Gordy, her name is Renee. They are just like you and me. They get married, have a child, and all other sorts of adventures out in the chemical world. You will learn to love them as your own children because they are very ordinary. Man, they are so ordinary, we would like to be just like them when we grow up, fading off into the distance in all directions. Dig it, this plastic boy and little girl, all that they can see is themselves. Dig, that is why the first location is mirrored. 12 situations in a single location. There are two voices in every situation, everything fading away in all directions. Ends in a close-up personal sunset. And so it develops that the boy meets the girl, and natural, we have dialogue like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with my girl. Well, about her, all her life, her parents and her friends have told her how talented and beautiful she is. And that she has a future in show business. So the natural thing, she refuses to give up her career. She refuses to marry Gordy. And so it happens that Gordy is putting her down. The refrain stands, Gordy, please. Don't put me down. Gordy, please, don't put me down. So Gordy says to Renee, you wowed him, Renee, baby. And you wow me like you turn me on, you big man. She says, you like me? Is that it? So natural, they are holding hands, running down the halls of life, smiling into the camera. You know what I mean. You know what it is that I am talking about. Gordy, please. Don't put me down. It is an ordinary love affair. They get married and move on. I just like to say that I have used your product and I think it is wonderful. Renee still wants to get in with the smart women and the theatrical folk. And she likes the rest of the stained blemish, gold cap, gold filled, and fully braced youngsters. Gordy wants to be tested by a well-recognized independent research and testing laboratory, but generally, both of them are satisfied to be one of the thousands of smart men and women in all walks of life. As I said before, they get married and move on. very next. They move right into a modern psychedelic situation. They move into the modern home. Their minds expand immediately. It's to be expected. Everything is automatic. Sitting in the living room, holding hands, he said, "For Christ's sake, baby, will you please turn off the strobe light?" She says, "It is necessary. It does funny things to your brain." So they continue living in a little square house with triangular rooms, and these are some of their adventures. They're only in the house for a week, and already they've got half to pieces. "And you're not angry with me?" She says, "No, baby. I'm not angry. Forget it. And listen to me," she says, "I am not in love with you." She says, "Not right now, but you know, maybe one of these days I might fall in love with you. They stand looking out the window of their new house, and the sky is blazing beautiful." He said, "You are beautiful." He said, "You are beautiful." He said, "Things that we cannot control seize possession of us, and you have the same look. I hold your hand, but I keep my eyes somewhere else. The usual tragedies occur. A stray parent or dog is involved." I said, "Oh, please be safe, my darling. Please do not die." I said, "Please do not die. You know, death is a terrible thing. It can upset a whole day's routine. And this is just the beginning of our boy and our girl's amazing transformation." Small plaintive voices cry out from the depths of their troubled hearts. Settle down and start to unravel the tangled threads of their lives. They remember the tender touch of their fingers when they first sought each other, and the magic of the first gentle kiss. They have a child, and suddenly a nameless fear rips in. They both knew that it would be hard at first, but I don't think they ever expected what happened next. Everybody wants to be a star rather than a burnt-out light bulb. She loved him and he loved her, and for a while things seemed all right. Until, "Oh no, I don't believe it." My face, my whole body seems frozen in terror. "Hurry, please. Hurry, driver, you know that you have to hide your feelings. You know that you're out of your tree and nothing seems to matter anymore. I feel so strange, so confused. It's like a dream. Hurry up, doll, I am buying the goodies. It's a celebration." And she says, "But I am not selling the goodies, and what about the kids? This is what I think of you and your idea of love." She slaps the guy, he drops his drink, and all of the faded green people look concerned. There is a dull ache in her arms. Gordy says, "I love you, baby, don't you understand that?" And she says, "No." She says, "I do not understand that."
Thank you.
that one day after a night of looking at the sky from a blazing moon, Gordy and Renee, they decide to go out for a walk. They decide to go out for a walk in the changing world. And just like the book says, they notice everything in the world is always changing, oh baby, and everything is different. The walls of the world are not like the walls of our house. They hold each other's hand and sing. Oh, we are two small sheep who have lost our way. Then as a token, she pins a flower on his vest. She says, this matches your baby blue eyes, Gordy. And he says, I've never noticed the color of your eyes, Rennie. They're blue too, aren't they? No, she says, they aren't blue. So it turns out they have been pretty blind. You're beautiful, thanks. I do what I can, Bob. I do what I can, Bob. Oh, yeah, I have to tell you at this point that our young couple's financial situation is not in a particularly healthy state. The big night of the year arrives. Dinner is very gay. The music is slow in the arms of this wonderful evening, the stars brighter than ever before. Music I've never heard is a soaring rhapsody in my heart. Finally, it comes to an end. And Gordy says, your eyes are brown. Let me repeat that. Gordy says, your eyes are brown, darling. May I? She says, don't worry, from now on, anything you say, Bob, cut back. Cut back to young couple holding hands, hallucinating together.
Financial instability, no need to talk about the lights, you're always listening. listening to the sound, cold air nibbling at your bare shoulders. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful moment. As I mentioned earlier, dinner is very gay. Don't panic from now on, anything you see.
Thank you. 可真有办法呀！可真有办法呀！可真有办法呀！你可真有办法呀！你可真有办法呀！你可真有办法呀！
这份密电码落到白山游击队手里，与我们帝国是大大的不利。哦，如果这份密电码落到白山游击队手里，与我们帝国是大大的不利。如果这份密电码落到白山游击队手里，与我们帝国是大大的不利。
American football。American football。
Education。
Art galleries and museums. Art galleries and museums.
American football.
Education. Education.
American football.
Education.
Art galleries and museums. Art galleries and museums.
American football.
Education.
Art galleries and museums. Art galleries and museums.
Education.
I'm not going to be able to do that.